PA Governor Shapiro won't opine on Waltz, but we are not a sanctuary state. By Ian Hanchett on January 29, 2026. On Thursday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's special report, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D, said that while he's not going to weigh in on what other states do, we're not a sanctuary state. And they do work with federal officials, such as on violent criminals in their jails. Shapiro said, "We're not a sanctuary state in Pennsylvania. And I do believe in law enforcement collaboration, at all levels, local, state, and federal. But I also believe that all of your partners need to be working together on a mission that is constitutional. Working together on a mission that reduces crime, that brings law and order to a community, and that protects people's constitutional rights. And, respectfully, that's not what I'm seeing in Minnesota. So, I'm happy to work with my partners, at every level, to create more safety, to build more trust." Host Brett Beyer then asked, "When you ask people, though, taking criminal illegal immigrants off the street, would you honor ICE detainers, if you're not willing to hold someone longer in a jail for ICE? What about a phone call that gives ICE the heads up that you're releasing that person? That's where a lot of the pushback is coming." Shapiro answered, "We want our communities to be safe. And we work with our federal partners where appropriate. As an example, if we have a violent criminal who's about to leave one of our jails, we do collaborate and communicate with our federal partners. We want our communities to be safe." Beyer then cut in to say, "But so that's the problem with sanctuary cities and sanctuary states." Shapiro then cut in to respond, "We're not a sanctuary state." Beyer then cut in to ask, "I know you're not. Do you think that Governor Waltz, D, and Mayor Frey are doing the right thing?" Shapiro responded, "I'm not going to opine on other governors. I can tell you what I do in Pennsylvania. We work together to reduce crime. That is what we've accomplished." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.